1620-94.5 WTAW. The work at the Branson County Health District includes tracking diseases. Director Santos Navarrete recently shared about the return of measles with members of the Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee.
Measles, as we thought it was eradicated, but it popped up again in Florida, Illinois, 130 cases or so. 80% of the kids that got measles were unvaccinated. So we need to make sure we get our kids vaccinated.
Navarrete also talking about the health district dealing with residents who have tuberculosis.
A lot of folks think that TB is not in the community anymore. We're currently tracking three positive TB clients that we have to make sure that we provide direct observed therapy. We have to actually go out to their residents and make sure they take the medication.
Navarrete breaking down the health district's response to two groups of patients dealing with tuberculosis.
We also have a total of 16 latent TB individuals. We don't have to go out and do direct observed therapy for them, but we do give them their medication that they need to take on their own. That's not active TB, but we have to make sure that we do that.
Navarrete also says COVID still being monitored at the Brazos County Health District.
There's still COVID in the community, but small numbers, not really large numbers. Even nationwide, they're still smart, but there's still COVID in the community.
Comments from Brazos County Health District Director Santos Navarrete to members of the Brazos County Intergovernmental Committee. That group's composed of representatives of the county, Bryan and College Station, the local school boards, Texas A&M, Blinn College, and related organizations. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.